Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hallelujah, everybody. And I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, November. November the 18th of 2020. And I'm your host, as usual, the Miracle Man. And I'm so grateful that you've tuned in to another episode of the Miracle Man Show tonight. And I know God wants to bless you. But I just know he does. And I claim that you'll learn something tonight from the Word, as we will be going into the Word tonight in just a little bit after we do some after I mention a few things. First of all, I want to mention the lawsuit I told you about last night. Unfortunately, that was not heard. I was pretty disappointed about it because I wanted them to hear that thing. Because the activity going on in Michigan as it comes to lockdown stuff is very, very, very illegal. The Supreme Court said no. And now she gets to use someone else to do it? I don't think so. Where are the judges? We just got to pray and believe God. That's all I'm going to say about that. My point to you is, listeners, wherever you live, as you vote in the future for your county judges, for your Supreme Court justices in your state, pay attention to those on your ballot. Study them before you vote. We've learned that a lot this year, that it matters who your governor is. Look at Tennessee and I don't know why I always compare the Ohio State, the Interstate 75 states, but I do. Some of my favorite comparisons, I feel like. Look at Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, and into the West, Alabama. All open up for the most part. Georgia's governor has things in place so the city of Atlanta in Savannah and other places don't just get to do whatever they want to do and lock her down. Tennessee, for the most part, good job. They just need to make it so that Nashville, Memphis cannot lock down. Cannot restrict capacity even. Because I think more Americans than not are done. And when I was at the gym today, it seemed like basically it was about the same amount of people as it was last week when I was there. So people are still and according to a source I saw today, if this election goes the wrong way, you know, as they work their way through the courts and stuff, and this could possibly go to the Supreme Court, the presidency. If this goes the wrong way, Biden would lock it down. And even after the vaccine, you want to know what I heard? Maybe not necessarily Biden, but other globalists, because there's some people, you know, on the Democratic Party, they're with their peer globalists. And you want to know what they want? Climate lockdowns. So we have to pray. We have to pray. The reason I take this time right now lately to deal with this kind of stuff is because it's important. We have to pray. We have to praise God for our victory that we're going to have in the name of Jesus. And that America will not become Venezuela. And I know things about the Dominion software now. Things that the lamestream media will not tell you. But ones like Newsmax, Breitbart, and others will. And apparently Dominion voting systems is not even from this country, and it was used in one country in Central America to help elect a very radical president. And there have been noted problems with this Dominion in the past. And Michigan's was one of the big places it was used. In Georgia. We got to pray that it's heard. That all this is dealt with rightfully. Because America, as we know it, is on the line. I'm believing God that all of these reckless lockdowns will go before the Supreme Court, because we have to open our country. We can't become divided and be like, oh, these groups of states, we get to stay open. This other group, we're going to shut down the restaurants and the bars and the bowling alleys. At least two states that I know of, they're completely shut down. They're back to what they were in like March to April. And here, unfortunately, still in May. And so, like I said, we have to open. We have to, like, oh, the virus is surging. A lot of places you want to know what they're not through. Reporting flu. Makes me wonder Were a lot of these supposed to be flu? Some of them? And they're giving them to the lamestream, and that's how they're reporting it? Just a little bit where we are. So you got to wake up and smell the coffee. And some people just don't get it. It's because they've been indoctrinated, Facebookized. Maybe what's went on is they've been Fauciized. What's that mean? Spend too much time listening to Dr. Fauci. And you know what he said. And so, and all this control, not specifically about a virus. They want new world order. New world order. They want a total reset of everything by 2030. And we just got to believe God, you know, that they don't get it right. Not the election, the virus stuff, the other things that they want to do. Because it's almost like they're being told what to do, how to lock it down, and stuff. And it's just insane. But you want to know what? Regardless of all that, God's on our side. God's got us. Still live in the great United States of America. And how many of you are looking forward to Thanksgiving, by the way? I am. Last I knew, we were still having to get together. And if you're one of those who have your Thanksgiving dinner at your house, and you were supposed to invite your family over, and then you chose not to, if I were you, I would say either reconsider and do it, or find someone else's, another relative's house to do it at, because they don't even want us to have Thanksgiving with their families. You want to know what they'll cancel next? Christmas. They're all Grinches. Last I checked, we were a Christian nation. But you got these governors who don't want you to have Thanksgiving with your family. They want you to do virtual turkey dinner. Oh, by the way, how do you do a virtual turkey dinner, Becky? How does it work? Oh, see? Mm-mm. That means it doesn't work. Last I checked, we're doing ours at my grandpa's. I'm going to be there. I'm going to hug my grandpa if he lets me. I'm going to hug Uncle Jerry if he lets me. And Angie. Possibly at Marilyn and Dale. Because when you have stuff like this going on, you need your family, not to be separated from them. And I'm not trying to gripe. I'm just letting you know. You know, these things that we're going through. But praise God, Red Sea is coming. And we can't give up. We can't give up on God. We can't. And if you live in a state like me where they don't want you to have your family Thanksgiving, you can't let that governor, you can't let that mayor, you can't let that, you can't let them steal your joy. You can't. Even though you may wish they reconsidered, and that's fine. We have the right to weapon. We're not robots. Steal your joy. You can't let them steal your peace. And I'm sure a lot of people are more angry about it now than what they would have been in March, because it's not the same. And so we just got to believe that God deals with this virus and that God deals with these election results, that the real ones are revealed openly, not hidden in a closet somewhere. And that any plans of the enemy come to naught. And I heard someone saying to Hannity today, like, oh, if they say that the president gets reelected, there'll be riots. Oh. They're like, oh, yeah, they'll be riots. In the natural, it might look like it, but we can believe God for the intervention of God. We can believe for the intervention of God. So that if he is, in fact, reelected, that all these plans of violence and unrest come to naught. That doesn't mean that everyone will agree, necessarily, but they won't be all in a place like we were late last year, where it seemed for a little bit late last year, and even like the first month of this year, it seemed like we were getting to that place where in America, like, we were getting along. And it was like we had that little season, real peace. And the economy was growing. And it was just seemed real optimistic. And God's in charge, no matter what happens. God's in charge. I know he is. And love came down and rescued me. Love came down, set me free, and I am his. Amen. Let's talk about faith a little bit. Now, faith is the substance of what we hope for, the evidence of the things that we have not seen yet. Example, my faith to be for eyesight in my eyes, for my eyesight to be restored. and I know I have the eyesight, I continue to believe God for the manifestation, that it will manifest itself in my eyes. And I will receive that manifestation in my eyes. Now, you can do that for whatever it is that you're believing for. And I even see myself, my mind have to see myself seeing with my own eyes. And when I do, I get excited about it. I really do. And maybe you're in a wheelchair. Maybe you've been at the same position at your company for a long time. And you see yourself as manager or the owner or whatever it is you want to be. You see yourself as that. If that's what God wants for you. And it says now faith is the substance. You see what that means? Faith is now. Faith isn't, you know, a year from now, the end of 2021. Faith isn't a month from now. Faith isn't a week from now. Faith is now. Amen. If you have faith to say to the mustard seed, I mean, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, excuse me, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and it shall be done. It didn't say it might be done. It said it shall be done. Did you know, listeners, that the word shall, is the most powerful word in the English language? It is. Shall, not shale like what gets, you know, fracked in the ground or whatever, but shall, like, shall we do this? Shall we? Well, thou shalt not. One of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal. Shall is the most popular word in the English language. It really is. And I think that's just kind of a, you know, a cute little, I mean, a nice little tidbit. And about this faith thing, you know, I don't live by, you should not live by what you see. What do you see? Gloom? Doom? What do you feel? Happy? Discouraged, depressed, one day you're this, one way you're that, the other way, another day you feel another. No. Not what we're supposed to live by as Christians. We're supposed to live by faith. But Jesus said, the just shall live by faith. And confess faith. And you confess those things that are not as though they are. You own that restaurant, or you own that retail store, or you own that whatever business we want to talk about. Hospitality or otherwise. You call that business blessed. You call that business prosperous. You don't call that thing broke. Say, oh, it's been so slow. What am I going to do? Last few months we've been, no. You see that thing prosper. See that thing making money. Whether it's inside, outside, right side, left side, whatever. But you see that thing prosper. Faith isn't just supposed to be, okay, positive outlook. No. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen yet. And if you live by faith, and by the way, how do we get faith? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Listeners, that's why church is so important. Hearing that word of God going into your ears, whether it's using Zoom in the room, Zoom in the room, and my pastor's preaching. Well, yeah, you know, whether you're doing that or whether you're in church, even if you're, you know, listening to me tonight, faith is being imparted to you. Can't get faith by just reading the word. You have to hear it. Even though reading your Bible is very not only beneficial, but very important for your walk with God. But to have faith, we have to be hearing the word of God. And that's why every time I come on the show, we read from the book, from the Bible. The only text I read from on the show. It's our official text, the Word of God. And so, you know, just got to live by faith, continue to confess faith, no matter how bad it looks. Whether it's your business, whether it's your health, whether it's your finances, it's not good to be like, okay, I had faith when it was a little bit better, when it was, you know, a little rough, I could believe. But now it's just so rough that, oh, when it's really rough, you got to keep confessing. Keep believing. Believe in God. That your body is healed. That your business will turn around. That your mind is whole. That your finances are restored. And all of these other different areas that we could talk about. Amen. We're going to sing a couple songs, and then we're going to continue on our journey through the book of Revelation. I have heard a sound coming on the wind, healing, giving blind man sight, letting lame men walk. We are a generation full of faith, declare We are a generation that's breaking through despair, and our song, it will be. Out of the darkness we will rise and sing. He is faithful. He is healing right now. He is Jesus. All my hope is in him. He is freedom. He is healing right now. He is hope and joy, love and peace and love. I have heard a sound coming on the wind, healing my man's side. Full of faith, declare. We are a generation filled with the power of Christ, and our song, it will be, Lord. Out of the darkness we will rise and sing. He is faithful, he is glorious, and he is Jesus, all my hope is in him. He is freedom. He is healing right now. He is hope and joy, love and peace and life. Oh. He has paid the highest price. He has proven his great love for us. We will praise him with our lives and proclaim our love for him. Oh, he has paid the highest price. He has proven his great love for us. We will praise him with our lives and proclaim our love for him. And proclaim our love for him. He is faithful, he is glorious, and he is Jesus. All my hope is in him. He is freedom, he is healing right now. He is hope, joy, love and peace and love. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Strip everything away. Tell all I have is you. Take everything away. Tell all I see is you. Strip everything away. Tell all I have is you. Take everything away. Tell all I see is you. I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence. pressing into you. So do not pass me by. Breaking through the boundary, I will not be denied. Again, pressing into you. So do not pass me by. Breaking through the boundary, I will not be denied. Yes, I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence. I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence, Lord. I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence. I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence. Open my eyes. Search me inside. I can't live without your presence. I can't live without your presence. Open my eyes, open my eyes. Search me inside. I can't live without your presence. I can't live without your presence. Thank you, Lord. I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence. I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence. I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence. I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence.
Break it down.
I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence. I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence. I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence. I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence.
Oh, how we love you tonight, Lord Jesus. How we love you tonight. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence, inside of us. We pursue your presence. We want more of you and less of ourselves. And I thank you, Lord Jesus,
as we've worshiped you and praised you tonight. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are. We glorify your holy name. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are moving on our behalf. And that you are for situations. And I just thank you, Lord God, that your hand is on our life. That you go before us. You hem us in. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that those of us who need healings, those of us who need strength, those of us who need encouragement, we find it in you right now, wherever we are. And I just thank you for this time in your word tonight, that these listeners would have hearts to receive and ears ready to hear. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I make my confession over this program tonight, that sponsors and partners would come into this program, that finances would come into this program, that increases in listenership would come into this program. And most of all, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that a huge amount of souls would come into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Amen. Let's make our Bible confession tonight. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Tonight, I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Open your Bible with me, please, to the book of Revelation, chapter 15. We're going to continue on in the book of Revelation, and I'm going to begin with verse number 1. And I saw in heaven another great and marvelous sign, 7 angels with the 7 last plagues, lest because of them, with them, God's wrath is completed. And I saw what looked like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and standing beside the sea, those who had been victorious over the beast and his image and over the number of his name. They held harps given them by God, and sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, and your righteous acts have been revealed. After this I looked, and in heaven, the temple, that is, the tabernacle of the testimony, was opened. Out of the temple came the 7 angels and the 7 plagues. They were dressed in clean, sharing shining linen, and they wore gabardine sashes, golden sashes around their chest. Then one of the four living creatures given to the seven angels, seven golden bowls filled with the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no one could enter the temple until the seven plagues and the seven angels, with the seven angels are completed. Verse 1 of chapter 16. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, go pour out the seven bowls of God's wrath on the earth. The first angel went. He poured out his bowl on the land, and ugly and painful sores broke out on the people who had the mark of the beast and worshipped his image. The second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it turned into blood like that of a man, and every living thing in the sea died. The third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs and water with water, and they became blood. Then I heard the angel in charge of the waters say, You are just in these judgments, and who are you who were the Holy One? Because you have so judged, for they have shed the blood of your saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink as they deserve. I heard the altar respond, yes, Lord God Almighty, true and just are your judgments. The fourth angel poured out his bowl upon the sun, and the sun was given power to scorch people with fire. They were seared by the intense heat, and they cursed the name of God who had control over these plagues, but they refused to repent and to glorify him. The fifth angel poured out his bowl upon the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was plunged into darkness. Men gnawed their tongues in agony and cursed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, but they refused to repent of what they had done. The sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up to prepare the way of the kings from the east. Then I saw three evil spirits that looked like frogs. They came out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophets. They are spirits of demons performing miraculous signs, and they were out by the kings of the whole world to gather them for the battle on the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come like a thief. Blessed is he who stays awake and keeps his clothes with him, so that he may not go naked and be shamefully exposed. Then they gathered the kings together at the place that in Hebrew is called Armageddon. Air Armageddon. The seventh angel. A-R-M-A-G-E-D. Yep, Armageddon. The seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and out of the temple came a loud voice from the throne saying, "It is done." Then there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, and a severe earthquake. No earthquake like it has ever occurred since man has been on earth. So tremendous was that quake. The great city split into three parts, and the cities of the nations collapsed. God remembered Babylon the Great and gave her the cup filled the wine of the fury of his wrath. Every island fled away, and the mountains could not be found. From the sky, huge hailstones of about 100 pounds each fell upon men. And they cursed God on account of the plague of hail, because the plague was so terrible. Chapter 17. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the punishment of the great prostitute, or show you the great prostitute who sits on many waters. With her, the kings of the earth committed adultery, and the inhabitants of the earth were intoxicated with the wine of her adulteries. Then the angel carried me away in the spirit into a desert. There I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beach that was covered blasphemous names, and had seven heads and beasts and 10 horns. The woman was dressed in purple and scarlet and was glittering with gold, precious stones, and pearls. She held a golden cup in her hand filled with abominable things and the filth of her adulteries." This title was written on her forehead: Mystery, Babylon and Great, the mother of prostitutes and of the abominations of the earth. I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of the saints, the blood of those who bore testimony to Jesus. When I saw her, I was greatly astonished. Then the angel said to me, "Why are you astonished? I will explain to you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that she rides, which has the seven heads and 10 horns. The beast, which you saw once was, now is not, and will come up out of the abyss and will go to his destruction. The inhabitants of the earth, those names have not been written in the book of life from the creation of the world will be astonished when they see the beast, because he once was, now is, and not yet will come. This calls for a mind of wisdom. The seven heads are seven hills the woman sits. They are about 17. Five have fallen. One is, the other has not yet come. When he comes, he must remain for a little while. The beast who once was and now is not is an eighth king. He belongs to the seven and is going to his destruction. The ten horns you saw are ten kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but who for 1 hour will receive authority as kings along with the beast. They have one purpose and will give the power and authority to the beast to make war against the Lamb. But the Lamb will overcome them because he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And with him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers. Then the angel said to me, the waters you saw where the prostitutes sit are peoples, multitudes, nations, languages. The beast and the ten horns you saw will hate the prostitute. They will bring her to ruin and will leave her naked, and they will eat her flesh and will burn her with fire. For God has put it into their hearts to accomplish the purpose by agreeing to give the beast their power until God's words are fulfilled. The woman you saw is the great city that rules over the kings of the earth. I'm going to read you the first few verses of 18, but I'm not going to read all of them tonight. And then we're going to talk about this. Verse 1. After this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority, and the earth was illuminated by his splendor. With a mighty voice, he shouted, "Fallen! Fallen is Babylon, the great. She has become a home for demons and a haunt for every evil spirit, a haunt for every unclean and detestable bird. For all of the nations have drunk the maddening wine of her adulteries. The stars and the earth committed adultery with her, and the merchants of the earth grew rich in her excessive luxuries." Then I heard another voice from heaven say, "Come out of her, my people, so that you will not share of her sins, so that you will not receive any of her plagues. For her sins are piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes. Give back to her as she has given. Pay her back double for what she has done. Mixer, a double portion from her own cup. Give her as much torture and grief as the glory and luxury she gave herself. In her heart, she boasts, I sit as foreman. I am not a widow. I'll never mourn. Therefore, in one day, her plagues will overtake her, death, mourning, famine. She will be consumed by fire, for mighty is the Lord God who judges her. All right. We got some things to discuss and look at. But you see, Babylon, that represents mammon and the system of the world. And in chapter 15, you have the seven plagues. So we're going to go back there and I'll try to describe it. Seven angels, what's the seven last plagues? They're last because of God's wrath is completed. So they're like the seven last plagues. There's a sea of glass mixed with fire, standing beside the sea. And those are victorious over the beast and his image and over the number of his name. They held harps given them by God, and they sang the song of Moses, who is God's servant, and the song of the Lamb. And it says, who will not fear you, O Lord, and will bring glory to your name? You alone are. And then, from the tabernacle of the testimony, the tabernacle is open. Out of the temple, the seven angels with the seven plagues, and their dust dressed clean, shining linen, and they have golden sashes around their chests, and they are with the four living creatures. They're given the seven angels seven golden bowls. And they're filled with the wrath of God because you see, this is going on during the tribulation. We should not be here for this. The wrath of God who lives forever and ever. Temple filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. No one can enter the temple until the seven plagues are completed. So, what you see with that chapter is the seven plagues, and there are some severe plagues, but Corona is not one of them. How do you know, Miracle Man? Well, because it says, you know, the bowls with the rats. And when that happens, those seven plagues, we will not be here. We should not be here. Then there's the bowl of God's wrath. It says, and then the angel says, and then God from the temple is saying, you know, pour out the seven bowls of God's wrath on the earth. And the angels pour out their bowl, the first bowl. And sores break out on the people who are the mark of the beast and worshiped his image. Uh-oh. The second poured out of his bowl. The second one, he pours out his bowl on the ocean, turns to blood, the blood of a dead man. And everything in the sea dies. So the first one is sores. The second one is death. Then the next bowl is poured out on the springs and rivers of water. And this is the plague of blood. And this is about the false prophets. Judgment, you who were the holy name, because you have so judged. For they have shed the blood of your saints. I mean, of your saints and prophets, you have given them blood to drink as they deserve. It's about not necessarily apostles. And I heard, and he hears the altar respond, "Yes, Lord God Almighty, true and just. You're true and you're just." The fourth plague, the ultra-hot sun, so hot, burned everybody bad, and the people curses the name of God for control over the... But you want to know what? Those people refused to repent. They did not repent. Then, the next bowl is or on the throne of the beast. The kingdom is plunged into darkness, and they gnawed their tongues in agony and cursed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores. They didn't repent either. Next plague is on the great river Euphrates. This water's dried up, where the way of the kings, the east. The evil spirits look like frogs. They came out of the mouth of the dragon, the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophets. These are spirits of demons that are performing miraculous signs. And they are out to the kings of the whole world. They gather them for the battle on the great day of God Almighty. I come like a thief. Blessed is he who stays awake and keeps his clothes with him, so that he doesn't go naked and be exposed. Then there's Armageddon. seventh angel, he pours out his bowl. There's a loud voice from the throne that says, "It is done!" Lightning. So then there's lightnings, there's rumblings, there's thunder, and there's a severe earthquake that had never been felt before, nothing like it. Ever since man has been on earth, and it was so tremendous. The city splits into three spots. It splits into three parts. And the cities of the nations, they collapse. God remembers Babylon, right? Gives her the cup filled with the wine, her fury, his wrath. The islands leave. The mountains can't be found. And huge hailstones fall out of the sky that weigh 100 pounds per hailstone. And they fall down, man. They curse God on account of the plague of hail because the plague was so severe. And we talk about, you know, baseball-sized hail, golf ball-sized hail. Size hail, tennis ball size hail. And don't get me wrong, these baseball and golf ball size hail, those are big hailstones. But 100 pound hailstones? Wow. Wow. They had to be the biggest ever. They had to be the. And folks, last day's stuff that happened, like, during the tribulation, a lot of it, much of it. Like these plagues. This isn't stuff from a movie. No. Uh-uh. This stuff is real. It is very real. And you have to realize, listeners, you have to realize that this stuff cannot be made up. And you don't want to be here when this stuff is happening. You don't want to be here. You want to be. I pray that you want to be in heaven. Then there's the story of the woman on the beast and this deals with all the filth of the prostitution and things of that nature. Then in chapter 18, which we'll start in on Monday, God deals with Babylon. But then Tuesday night, I'm going to not deal with this on Tuesday night, and will instead deal with Thanksgiving, giving thanks. Because, as we know, next week, and that but this stuff, this kind of stuff, you know, that happens. You just look and you go, wow, my God is a big God. And if he can do those kinds of things, you know, and those kinds of judgments, what kind of rewards can he give us? And how great will our rewards be in heaven? And because, even though he has wrath on those who do wrong, do not do the things they commanded, he has love, such love for those of us who do right. And there was those two kinds of people back to back who refused to repent to God. They refused to repent, completely refused to repent to God for their sin. They refused to repent. These people, the ones with the son, and then the ones after that, and also the hail. They cursed God and they didn't repent for how, what they were doing, even after the plague. And those who had worshiped the beast, and they had the beast. And for those of you who think, oh, the corona vaccine is the mark of the beast. For those of you who think that, well, it may be that there might be some places that maybe you might not be able to go without it. It all depends. We have to wait and see. But there is something more deep when it comes to the actual mark of the beast. And you're supposed to worship the beast. And I don't know how you're supposed to worship a vaccine. I won't be. And if it goes to mandatory vax in this country, you know the drill, like I said last night. Cold day in hell. Cold day in hell with the devil singing Frosty the Snowman, doesn't matter, November, December. You know, March, April, June. I don't mean like based on what month the vaccine comes out, by any means. I mean based on that regardless, it'll be the cold day with the devil singing that song. Regardless. By the way, off key. You won't be singing it on key. Oh, it'll be like that. Really off key. Because I used to hear Rodney Howard Brown say that back when he was doing the nightly broadcast from his house. And multiple times he said that. He said, if we go to mandatory vaccines, it'll be like I said. But I added the off-key part to it. Can't always do it the same way. Father, bless us tonight. We thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this book of Revelation revealing these things, these final things to us. Thank you, Lord God, that you are coming soon. And I pray, Lord God, that whenever it is, may we be ready. Whether it's tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, 10 years, 20, 50, however long it is, we'll be ready. As we know, we're close. Every day we get closer. Every minute we get closer. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for this word. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Michigan football is not in a very good place right now. They are 1-3. They suffered. They did not do well in either of their past three games. They particularly suffered the last two against Wisconsin and Indiana, both of whom are doing rather good. But the next few weeks for Michigan will be a little bit easier, and I expect them to get at least two wins out of that. There, also, in related news, Jim Harbaugh has admitted to the media that he would consider rejoining the NFL after this season, which to me is kind of a hint of what he might do. Not that he will leave the NFL, leave Michigan, that he might leave Michigan. So we have to wait and see. He's 0-6 against, he's 0-5 right now against that team to the south. Unless some drastic things change, he will be 0-6 against that team to the south. He was 1-3. Rich Rod, he was 0-3. And to think that in the last 17 seasons, we have only beaten that team to the south twice, 2-15. Not even 2-8. Not even like 10 games you win two. This is 15 and you win two. Since 2010, you are 1-9. So 90% loss. And so we'll have to see how Michigan does. Lions have a chance on Sunday to get a win. State too. And MHSAA games are suspended until at least December 8th. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come nigh us to our dwelling. You have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk driver, rapist, burglar, no virus, none of this evil stuff will come near us or our loved ones. You've given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. Amen. I sure love you. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.